On today's Technobabble, troubleshooting techniques, re-terminating cable.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with video and graphic design for the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're subscribed to the audio or video podcast, which you can do for free by heading over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe, just find the show you want to subscribe to. It's free. It's easy. It works on Android, it works on your computer, it works on iOS, etc., then there's no good way to leave it under the video if you're listening to the audio podcast, for example. So in that case, just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/TNB and leave it under one of those shows. That'll work fine. So we're in the midst of a series on troubleshooting. And I thought that we would talk about this one important technique that sometimes will make all the difference. Sometimes you're going to be troubleshooting, and you know from your troubleshooting that the problem is a cable. Depending on the cable, it might be simple just to replace it. But it's not always that case. It's not always that way. A lot of times, it's a really long cable, or it's a cable that is going through a wall, or it's a cable that's going through the ceiling, or conduit, or something where it's just not really easy to replace it. Here is a secret that I've found, and I'm going to tell you a story about how this was true in my own life very recently, and that is, all things being equal, if something goes wrong, it tends to be a cable. All things being equal, if something goes wrong with the cable, it tends to go wrong on either end, not in the middle. So let's talk about that. It's absolutely the case that sometimes you'll run into a situation where a critter in the wall will be chewing on one of your cables. That happens. But if that's the case, the very first thing that I would do before I would assume that is I would re-terminate the cable. Let me give you a perfect example. I've just done some cleaning, some reorganizing here in my office. And from your perspective, if you're watching the video, kind of right behind your back as you're looking at me through the lens of the camera is where I had my internet coming into the office. It was coming through a wall and then into my router and then out of the router, basically right next to the router. Unfortunately, that wall, not so good for the internet. I really needed it to be, again, from your perspective, on your left, my right. So, I had a long Ethernet cable that I was able to bring out of my cable modem, which came into the house through the pantry behind the wall behind you. And so, my plan was just to run that Ethernet cable into the pantry, and then on the other end, run that into my router, and then from the router, reorganize everything. That apparently seemed to work temporarily. And then it quit working. It quit working when I went from just putting the cable generally where it was going to go to its more permanent location. So, what was my immediate thought? It's probably the Ethernet cable that I created, that I terminated, because it's likely that if you make it yourself, it's maybe going to be a little bit more problematic than something made in a factory by a machine that makes 10,000 of them an hour or something. So it's likely that that was going to be the case. So is it the case that in moving the cable around, it got a short halfway through it? Possible. But it's also possible that my terminations were iffy at best. So my next thought is, okay, if it's the case that it's either the cable itself or it's the terminations on either end, and I've got a little extra on either end, why don't I pick an end, given that I moved the one end more? Let's start with that end. And let me re-terminate it. This almost never happens this way. But I thought, it's probably the cable. I'm going to re-terminate it, and we'll see if that doesn't fix the problem. Turns out, it was the cable. I re-terminated that one end, and it fixed the problem. As I say, almost never happens that way. But in this situation, it did. And that just made me so happy to know that, oh, I just made a mistake. It was a simple mistake to fix, and it took me 5 minutes. Like, it literally took me longer to strip the wire, having trimmed it, than to stick it into the connector and crimp it down. It was just that easy. I didn't have to look anything up. I just snipped off the old end, cut off some of the insulation, reordered the Cat 5 to the right specification, because I've got three in my head. One is non-standard, so that's always confusing, but I made sure that it was the correct specification. I stuck it in the connector. I looked at it. I pulled it back out because I noticed immediately it was wrong. I reordered them again, stuck it back in the connector, double-checked my work, and then crimped it, tried it out, worked perfectly. So, I think it's worth mentioning that if you've got a long cable, if it's a long piece of RG6, RG59, or Cat5, a lot of times just re-terminating it will solve your problem. Re-terminate it in the same manner. So don't go necessarily from a Cat5 with RJ11 ends on it to a Cat5 with the punch-down terminal, because it could be, given however you're using it, you're not going to get the same level of reliability. If you're using it for networking, it may or may not work. If you're using it for, say, a Balin, for video transmission, it may or may not work. So if it worked before and it ceased to work, check the ends first and re-terminate them. Well, I hope that helped you, and I want to remind you that if you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up your church tech gift along with the free subscription to my email newsletter. Also, don't forget, this content is provided to you free of charge, but if you need some church tech training, by all means, head over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, and pick up one of those products that I've made with you in mind. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.